RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
And indeed, Brad Biggs, the Bears beat writing legend from the Chicago Tribune, is here. And I don't remember anything except, and a valued friend. That's what Mully says. Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito in for Mully and Haw. What comes before valued friend? Does it come with legendary stuff, Bigsy?
Morning, boys. What's going
hey, Bigsy.
On? Yeah, I don't know. They just make it up as they go along, I think.
Biggs joins us on the Aturo hotline, the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. I read everything Brad Biggs writes in the 10 Thoughts, especially.
We love the 10 Thoughts.
And I saved something from the second week of the season. And I thought, I just wanted to see where it all goes. You save stuff, you never know where it's going to go.
Yep.
So Biggsy had written that 12.2% of teams to start 0-2 have reached the playoffs since 1990. And that's fine. That's a familiar number. Here's something he wrote, which I think, Biggsy, speaks to the miracle that Ben Jesus has pulled off. You had written, this is the 23rd time in franchise history the Bears have started 0-2. Never before have they turned an 0-2 start into a playoff season, and being 0-2 in the division makes matters worse. We've come a long way since then, but we've crossed off a lot of miracles, it seems like, in this Bears season. What has this been like for you in terms of all the years you've covered? What has this felt like for you, Biggsy?
Well, it's been remarkable because there's no shortage of stories to tell, right? And that's what we're in the business of. That's what you guys downtown at the station are in the business of, talking about those stories. And it's just been remarkable. Their ability to close out games in the final 2 minutes, their ability to go on an extended run. You know, they've lost two ball games since that 31-point beatdown they took at Ford Field, where they're leaving 0-2, where people are looking at it from the outside and saying, maybe here we go again, and for good reason, right?
Yeah.
Because they had blown it the week before against the Vikings, and then they went to Detroit and got, you know, absolutely throttled. So for them to be 11-2 since then is nothing short of remarkable, and be in a position now headed to San Francisco this weekend where they've got a chance to lock up at least the two seed in the NFC playoffs and potentially leapfrog Seattle here with 2 weeks to go for the top seed in a bye in the first round.
Biggsy, we've been talking about the Ben Johnson effect and what a difference a year makes. You're there every day. We can talk about it all we want. What is the difference, or what do you notice being in the building, being out of practice, being around the team from year to year with, and obviously last year was tough after the Hail Mary, but going from what happened last year with Eberflus to going to this year and where we sit now with Ben Johnson?
Well, I think it started all the way back in the spring with accountability, with him being highly demanding. Like, there was a standard that was going to be set. It was going to be really high, and they weren't going to waver. And, you know, one of those standards, and this isn't a knock on Caleb at all, like it's the opposite of that, but one of those standards that was set was 70% completion percentage, right? And we know he's not going to be anywhere near that, but he's made huge strides this season as a quarterback, as a leader of this team, as a threat. Like, he's defenses on a week-in and week-out basis, or they're really scratching their head. How are we going to go about trying to stop this offense that Caleb's at the controls of? So, you know, that's just an example of the standards it's set, of accountability and consistency. And it's putting something out there in front of the players. And then it's every day preaching that, holding them to that. And so I think that has kind of been at the core of this turnaround.
Brad Biggs, legendary Bears beat writer for the Chicago Tribune, is our guest here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears 49ers Sunday night football. It has tremendous ramifications for playoffs for the number one seed in the NFC. And what the 49ers come in with is a relatively healthy Christian McCaffrey. So Dennis Allen has seemingly played whack-a-mole all year with players he's had available and opponents he's facing. If it came down to it, I don't know if he tries to eliminate Christian McCaffrey or just blitz the snot out of Brock Purdy. How do you think he deals with the McCaffrey-Purdy decision, if there is one to be made? How does his defense look this Sunday?
Well, hopefully it looks better than it did last time out against Green Bay, because the Packers went up and down the field. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be able to count on throwing a shutout in the red zone every week, right? And that's why they won that game a week ago against the Packers. You talk about everything that went into it in the final couple minutes in overtime, and all that stuff was fantastic, and all of that stuff was absolutely required. But they've got no shot at doing any of that if the Packers just get one touchdown in the red zone earlier in the game. So you look at McCaffrey, and he's so dangerous in the open field, so dangerous as a wide receiver. You know, he's got 9 rushing touchdowns. He's got 7 receiving touchdowns. So you've got he's a dual threat. You know, you talk about trying to slow him down. It's in which area? You're trying to slow him down running the ball, trying to limit him from, getting out and getting chunks on the edges in the passing game. one thing that's going to be really key later on today with the injury report is what's the status of George Kittle? Can George Kittle at least be limited in practice for the 49ers this afternoon with an injury that sent him out of that Monday night game at Indianapolis? He has not practiced yet this week. He's been listed as a DNP, and Kittle's kind of the guy that makes that offense go right now when you talk about his ability as a receiver and then everything he does in that running game as the tight end. So if there's no George Kittle, that's a serious blow for a 49ers team that, quite frankly, lacks a lot of dangerous targets on the outside. They don't have the world's greatest wide receivers. So I'd be paying attention to Kittle's status, and would not surprise me at all if he's declared one way or another as sort of some type of game time decision for Sunday night.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Bigsy, I was thinking about that too, because if you look at that offense, it almost reminds me of the old Brady Pats teams. It's a tight end. It's Kittle instead of Gronk. You're dumping it off to McCaffrey a lot. The receivers are not household names. I think Juwan Jennings is probably the best they have. You know, the days of it being Ayuk and Debo are gone, and now it's literally tight end running back as your 1-2 options. And yet, I don't think they've punted in like 3 weeks, so it's working for them.
Oh, yeah. No, they've been red hot. Now, here's what you got to figure out, though. You got to look at it and you say, okay, the 49ers are coming in, having won 5 straight games, 3 of them on the road. But you take a look at who they beat, and it was, you know, they crushed Arizona. They beat the Panthers by 11. The Panthers are the only team in the stretch that's currently above 500. They throttled the Browns, beat up on the Titans, and then they just outraced the Colts on Monday night, 48-27, defense optional. So super hot. You question who they've beaten. Like, there's some questions to this 49ers team that people have been asking about the Bears. Well, what about the schedule? So this is an interesting game for both those teams. The one thing that's different for the 49ers and rolling through some of these teams to put up an 11-4 record is they've kicked ass here of late. Like, their average margin of victory in this 5-game stretch is north of 16 points a game. The Bears have won 2 games this season by more than 16 points, Dallas back in week 3, and then when they took their turn beating up on the Cleveland Browns. So it's a difficult game to call. The 49ers are really short on defense. They've been dealing with huge injuries all season. Their 2 best players have been out for a long time. That's Fred Warner, the linebacker, and Nick Bosa, the edge rusher. And so Robert Saleh's been trying to piece it together, and now he's got a heightened challenge, I think, with Caleb Williams and what he's been able to do lately in that Bears running game.
Well, the running game would be the way to minimize the worry about McCaffrey and Purdy. Run the ball, due to the 49ers, which he did to the Eagles, and it should be easier because their 49ers seemingly don't represent that kind of defensive line. Is that something you expect the Bears to get back to and determine to get back to that and stay with it? Sometimes it seems like Ben has thought on, I don't know, there's a penalty and it's 3rd and long and you're going to do this instead of running, you're going to pass instead of running the ball. How committed to the running game do you expect him to be, if only to keep Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy off the field?
Oh, they'll be committed to the running game. And I thought they did a decent job running the ball against the Packers last time out. When you look at the numbers at the end of the game, San Francisco's got a decent run defense, and I say decent. It's probably better than that when you consider all the parts that are missing, like the – again, Saleh's done a pretty nice job there. They're only giving up about 103 yards a game on the ground. But I'd expect the Bears to really try to get after him, because that's really at the core of everything they're doing here offensively. So much of their passing game, I think you look at the kind of sequencing of plays and what Ben likes to do. A lot of that's really set up through the ground attack, and you'd expect them to try to get that going early. And if the Bears can have some success running the ball on early downs, it could be a long, long night for the 49ers.
Bigsy, we've talked about it throughout the show, about both teams having the opportunity for the one seed, both teams still playing with their playoff destinies in their own hands. And really, when you look at the NFC, I mean, the seeding is fascinating. The matchups are going to be so critical. Of course, you want the bye as the one seed. Of course, you want to win the division and get a home game. But, I mean, you look right now, 5-6-7 is San Francisco, the Rams, and the Packers, and any of those teams would be an extremely tough matchup in round one. So, I mean, this NFC playoffs is going to be wide open, I think.
Oh, it's absolutely wide open. Like when you look at the NFC right now and you say, boy, who's the team you don't want to run into? I think everybody's got a flaw. The Rams might be the closest to a team without one, but you start studying them a little bit, and when you look at their linebackers and their secondary, it's a bunch of cast-offs and rejects from other teams. It's late-round picks. It's undrafted free agents. It's kind of how it's set up there. Now, they've got a fantastic front four. They've got a defensive line that can really get after it, and if they're able to win with those guys in the trenches, it makes the stuff in the back seven look a lot cleaner for them. But they've got flaws too, and until they get Davante Adams back from a hamstring injury, I think they're a little shorthanded on offense and not quite as good as they could be. But yeah, it's wide open. Like some of these household playoff teams are not in the mix anymore. One team to not rule out here, and I'm curious to see how they play over the final 2 weeks. Like, are they starting to ramp things up? Is the chatter that seemingly constantly surrounds this team starting to die down? Are they in position to maybe go on a run? And that's the Eagles. That's a team that's done it before. That's a tough out, I think, in the postseason because of the roster, because of the experience that the coaching staff and the players have in the postseason. The Bears would probably feel pretty good about a rematch with the Eagles, but boy, I wouldn't bet on being able to run for 280 on a Vic Fangio defense twice in 1 year.
Nope. Brad Biggs is our guest, Tribune football writing legend. We're talking Bears football here. The thing about the Rams that scares me is, of all the teams they might face, that Rams offensive line, if healthy, against whatever the Bears defensive line is, I just see that as being a major issue in the Bears accomplishing anything. In that kind of matchup, how do you see that coming down?
Well, the Bears are fortunate that's a matchup that doesn't come down to the NFC title game. You'd want to wait as long as you could to go against Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay. But yeah, if the Rams are still healthy up front, they can. McVay really does such a nice job designing some of that run game stuff. He'll stick with it too. And then there's Stafford, who you can bring the heat, but you're not going to fool him. You're not going to present anything he hasn't seen. And, boy, if you don't get home, he's got Puka and Davante Adams, assuming Adams is back by then. And, boy, oh, boy, those guys would be a really tricky matchup if you're in some kind of man-to-man coverage on either or both of them because you're bringing the house. Like, good luck. The Rams are going to invite that probably all day long, but it's quite possible that those teams wouldn't have to meet each other until later on, and I think that would probably behoove the Bears because they that's that's a well put together team.
Rad Biggs is our guest. Biggsy, before I let you go, and we were talking, you came in talking about stories, all the wonderful stories and stories of enthusiasm and accomplishment and energizing things that happened this year with the Bears. And what happened with Bears Packers, the way it ended, the drama, the comeback, the way it ended, and all that Hollywood script stuff, and the Bears keep doing that. And instead of looking at Bears games, like you go back, wow, let's go back to the Cardinals game and Brian Urlacher's 4,000 tackles and Devin Hester, and or going back to whatever Bears game you want. I wanted to get bigger, and you are a football writer who would understand this. Compare and contrast what the Bears did against Green Bay and what the Blackhawks did in 17 seconds against the Boston Bruins for drama, for story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not much of a hockey guy.
Steve. You are. You're the one who drafted Alex Ovechkin.
Well, I mean, but that's the only hockey team I follow. And Hawks aren't giving people a whole lot to follow.
No,
What they got done against the Packers is the closest thing I've seen to 2001 when the Bears had walk-off overtime wins in consecutive weeks on interception returns by Mike Brown. And I don't think I'll ever see that again. And that that kind of first season I was doing it, that to me stands at the top. That the Packers were involved is huge. What's really fascinating here is the Bears could play the Packers again in a couple weeks here, right?
Of course.
Time. And just look at the last four Packer games, right? You had a blocked field goal to end a game at Soldier Field last season, then Cairo's field goal to end it up at Lambeau Field in the season finale, then Caleb thrown into the end zone with 22 seconds left back in the beginning of the month up at Lambeau Field. It's intercepted, and then everything the Bears did to close out that game at Soldier Field, and then win it on a 46 yard bomb, an incredible pass from Caleb in overtime. Like, that's four games in a row in the longest running rivalry in the league that all went down to the wire. Like, I haven't seen 210 or however many there have been Bears-Packers games. I've seen more than 50 of them. I've never seen four stacked together like this.
Biggsy, be honest, because I used to In facing situations like this, and I brought up 17 seconds because it was unbelievable. Writing something can be so hard at that level. If you just describe what happened, it seems like you can't outwrite the moment. And like you were listing, you've had a series of things in this greatest rivalry to write about. And sometimes it can it be daunting? Do you find it daunting? How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, it can be overwhelming if there's just so many like key moments right at the end of a ball game. You're like, well, holy smokes, I can't just write about this, but I can't go deep into all six things that had to go exactly right in every short order of sequence. Like, so from that standpoint, yeah, I think it can be absolutely overwhelming because you want to kind of capture everything. But at the same time, that's hard to do. Like that's why it's been, and this isn't the only game, this Packers game, where you're looking at it at the end and you're like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. how do I encapsulate this in terms of not only the vacuum of this week, right here, right now, what happened, but how do I sort of, describe what that means in the context of this season, in the context of the bigger picture, with everything that's going on, with the quarterback, with a first-year coach, with a franchise that's been down and out for so long. Like, yeah, that it could be a little bit overwhelming at times.
Well, guess what? Buckle up. You got it's going to happen again at least once in the next 2 weeks, because that's what they're on schedule to do, and we haven't even gotten to the playoffs. Big Z, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us and talking football today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Under center, Caleb Williams on first and 10 takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Works to his right, now looks, rainbows, deep down the left side for DJ Moore, over the shoulder catch, touchdown Chicago. They beat Keyshawn Nixon, and the game is over. 22-16, Chicago. Unbelievable. For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago. It took overtime. Caleb Williams with the touchdown pass to end it. 46 yards to DJ Moore. And you cannot lose a game in more devastating fashion than that.
DJ Moore! More arrogance!
Wayne Larrabee with the call on the Green Bay Packers Radio Network as we welcome you back into Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score. We have Gabe Ramirez here today. So it is, ladies and gentlemen, Gabe and Grody.
The G-Spot.
That's right.
You found it.
The G-Spot. That is correct.
You're on 670 The Score.
Tomorrow is Christmas. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. And we were talking, still are continuing to be talking about Caleb Williams and my theory that inside, deep inside, he is all Dennis Green thinking to himself, I am exactly the same guy that you thought I was when I came out of USC, because we know that Caleb Williams has supreme confidence. There's no doubt about it. And it's really important that he has supreme confidence. It's also really important that he knows how to win games in the fourth quarter. It's also going to be essential and really important that he figures out the flow of the rest of the game as well. That's a big deal, too, but he has checked two big boxes. Let's hear from Caleb Williams in terms of the satisfaction he has in leading this Bears team.
I've said it in a couple of speeches that I've had before that, you know, I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the strongest, I wasn't the tallest, fastest, whatever the case may be. I get drafted here. Told that I'm not a special player. Told that I'm not, a good fit here. Told that, you know, coach and I won't work. I've told, you know, I can't win here. I know that's going to keep going on. But I do take a little satisfaction and things like that. And, you know, being able to help this team, help this organization, be a part of it, to get to the playoffs. And, you know, my goal isn't to just get to the playoffs. My goal is to win and win big. And so, I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to keep growing for the guys in this building, for the coaches and things like that, for this organization and for the city to be able to be proud and happy to be fans and supporters of Chicago Bears.
There's the chip on the shoulder that is starting to show itself, that he's got some receipts in his mind, and I don't know that he's going to make that personal necessarily, but he will generalize it, and he is talking to the people that have doubted him the heaviest, I suppose. But yeah, to hear things like he's not a special player, not a good fit, all of that kind of stuff is still ringing around in his head.
I mean, listen, when you're thinking about, like, obviously right now we are celebrating victories, Bears in the playoffs, everything feels good. But when you go back to 2 years ago, right, Caleb Williams didn't want to be here. Coach Eberflus was a terrible coach. The alignment of GM, coach, and QB wasn't there. I mean, there's so many things that were wrong. Let's not forget, this was a loser franchise, right? Everyone felt that way. You were embarrassed to be a Bears fan. They kept handling things improperly, bringing in the wrong talent. The guys were, nothing was working for this organization. Then all of a sudden you get Caleb Williams and you feel somewhat good about him. It's a huge challenge that he embraced, right? Where he came in, he's like, no, I want to be here. I know if I'm great here, I can be a legend and live forever. A la the guys he mentions like Jordan and Kobe. And then when you talk about his productivity, it's right. Would you want a Caleb Williams that was lights out for three quarters, then throwing interceptions in the fourth? Because that's the opposite of what you're getting right now, right? Currently.
Well, so I mean, like, that part is duh. It's really hard to find quarterbacks in the National Football League who can finish games the way Caleb Williams has, for the most part, finished games this year. So that's a huge thing. That doesn't mean that there's not a long way to go.
What do you think he's batting, right? If we call it a batting average in terms of success rate in the last 2 to 3 minutes of a half or a fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, like, there's this, the fact that
it's probably like 80%.
There's been six games in which the Bears have come back
right
when they're down in the fourth quarter, down in the last 2 minutes of the game,
right?
I think it is. So, I mean, right there, however you want to parallel an average to that, it's pretty,
it's high.
In baseball trade, he's hitting .330, right? I mean, that's pretty
okay.
Good. Or do you think I've gone crazy now?
I think you went too low.
Oh, really?
I think he's batting like 800.
Oh, my God.
Like, give him 10 times. With 2 minutes left, he's going to score 8 out of those 10 times.
Will there ever be a hitter in Major League Baseball that hits 800?
You're taking it too serious. I'm trying to give you percentages here. You're like, Gabe, I watch baseball. 400 is Ted Williams' area.
I didn't know.
I don't think he's gonna be.
If we're doing baseball, we have to stay within the confines of what is reasonable
Fair.
In baseball, though.
Fair.
And in baseball, it's really good if you hit 350, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it not?
You're right. No, it is.
Yeah.
I'll go with yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why can't you just support me?
I know, I'm going
with
your
stuff. Why can't you just support me?
Because I'm a math.
Christmas.
I'm a math guy, so the numbers are like, I'm like, but he's 800, Grody.
Okay, I'll go with it. 800.
It's impressive nonetheless.
Yes.
And I think that's the part that, as a Bears fan, when you're watching this team, and Caleb in particular, you can deal with the three quarters of disarray. Because you know in the fourth, if you're within striking distance, you feel confident as a fan that this guy with a chip on his shoulder is going to utilize that to come through for you.
It's really stressful, though, going through dealing with those three quarters. That you said that you could deal with that. It's the here's an economy term for you, since you like that so much. It's opportunity cost. You have to get to the fourth quarter before whatever transformation occurs in Caleb Williams's body, whatever alert goes off, wherever he is, like, all of a sudden he's Popeye in that arm and he can do no wrong. But I would like, as much as we're celebrating right now, I would like to feel a little bit less stressed in the first couple quarters of the game, even into the third quarter. I don't need all that. And I don't think Bears fan. This is all fun. Like all the comebacks, but eventually, and I guess that's the next step, you want to get to the point where it's a little bit more comfortable, a little bit less stressful.
I think that there was a point in time throughout the season where the Bears didn't know how to handle their own successes, right? They were in top of, I think it was like number two or number three in the league in first quarter points scored. And this is something
early.
Yeah. And that's something that had eluded the Bears for years where they couldn't put up points.
Last year was a joke.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So I think that having those successes early on and then try to have it be sustainable throughout four quarters was something that they weren't used to, right? Wow, we just scored a touchdown in the first. Okay, what are we going to do with this next drive? Ben Johnson, first-time head coach. How am I supposed to draw up this next these next series? Okay, we went three and out. How can I right the ship from here? There's so many different things that you got to do. Fourth quarter is go time.
Yeah,
I've learned what I needed to learn throughout
the
game.
Gotta go.
Now I know what to call.
Yes.
So I think it's a matter of not only Caleb Williams, the offense, but Ben Johnson, everybody coming together so that that way they can be efficient for four quarters. But like Pat Manley said yesterday on our show, it's a tough ask to want this team to be perfect through four quarters. Just not going to happen.
Of course. And ultimately we want perfection, and that's what we're all working towards. I think everybody's is under the understanding that it's not going to happen. Obviously, this year you have two games to go. Maybe a light goes on in the postseason and there's an improbable run for the Bears and everything clicks. I don't rule out things like that. But for the most part, I've ruled out things like that for the rest of this year. They're knocking, man. They're knocking on the door. There's nothing we could do about it. I thought I told you to lock the doors here to the studios. They are not locked. That means that you guys are calling 312-644-6767. It's Mark in Kalamazoo joining Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on the Score.
Guys, I grew up on the South Side till 1991. Moved to Michigan then, hardcore Bears fan. But last Saturday, no joke, my best friend's son gets married in a hotel in Kalamazoo, and they are literally cutting the cake at 8:15, and I slip out the side door 100 yards down to a sports bar, right? I leave the wedding, and here's the thing. I am surrounded, guys. I am surrounded by Lions fans for 58 minutes giving it to me. Caleb Williams is a bust. He's a bust. He's a flop. And I walk out. I leave. I go back to my room. I'm in a bad mood. The tide turns. The game is over. The dagger has been thrown.
The dagger!
I walk back in that sports bar and give it to every one of them.
Honey, I'll be back again.
Good for you, man. That's redemption, baby.
I love it, Mark. Mark,
guys,
we gotta work on
guys,
getting
I'm
you.
I'm not gonna lie. When I walked out of the wedding, I got that look from my wife, but she truly understood.
Ah, that's a good wifey. Right there. And that's a good call. Thank you, Mark.
I'm wondering why Mark doesn't have it on his phone. You know?
Yeah.
Streaming apps and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
but man, come on, man. You know how it is. You can't.
You just want to get away from
Bears
the wedding?
Fan, no, it's not even that. You want to watch, man. It's a Bears game. You know that, man. You know, I couldn't follow along on my phone a Bears game.
Oh, man.
It's religion, dude.
Oh, man.
You know how that is. I mean, like, if you could watch on your phone, I suppose.
Grody, if I'm at a wedding and the Bears are playing, I am watching on my phone. I am not running to a bar six blocks away. Didn't you hear him say his wife, the look his wife got? I'm married too. If I told my wife one time, I wouldn't even tell her I'm going to the bar. I'd be like, babe, I got to get something from the car. And then I'd leave for like 12 minutes and then I'd come back. And if I tried to pull that one again, you got one of those, Grody.
You got one.
Mark and Kalamazoo
get out of jail free card. That's it. He allotted his car. Yeah, that's true. I bet Mark's wife probably will not allow for that again.
No.
Even though she gave him the wink, okay, Mark.
She's going to have a phone with streaming on it. She's going to give it to Mark.
I mean,
Sit your ass down, watch this phone.
She married this man, and look, most of us are the same. We're all just sort of, we all grew up sports dorks, sports themed everything, sports trips.
Yeah.
Our lives center on sports.
True.
Like, sports is important to us, Bears, right? And I know it's just a game and all. Sports is very important to a lot of us. So doing things that you have to do in the name of watching sports, yeah. Gabe, it's a real thing.
And let's be honest, why would you marry a woman that would make you go to a wedding on a Saturday during the Bears game?
That's true.
I'm just playing.
Sounds pretty cheap to me, the whole thing to me. I don't know. Might as well have it on a Friday afternoon.
Got a discount because the Bears were playing.
I'm saying, man. Yeah, we could give you this. Here's
this
opportunity
is mean.
Cost.
This is not us. We're not mean. That was mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, you thought you were being too mean?
Yeah, I thought I was being too mean right there.
Okay.
That's not my MO.
What specifically?
Just the part about him saying, why would you marry somebody about, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, no, but I was going to say, she knew what she was getting into. She knew from the beginning that Mark was a complete sports geek and that he was in, and like, that was a big part of his life. Now, you got to make room for wife, for sure, and you better do some nice things for her as well. But I think there's an understanding with most of us who go that deep when it comes to sports.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
With a shortened week due to the holidays, it's the time for us to ultimately prediction of the Bears. It's not timely, but here we go. It's the first trip to Santa Clara, this time a game against the 49ers. The 49ers played last night, Monday Night Football, and are a three-point home favorite versus our Bears. Can you please guess who wins this game and gives us a score as well? You know, feel free to call into Mully's pregame show and change your pick on Sunday evening, afternoon.
It's a long time from now. I think Mully could change his mind like... Today is Tuesday.
I've never done that.
He'll change. Wake up Christmas morning, change it again.
I have yet to change it.
And then he'll let everybody know what the final pick is on Friday via social media, and then Sunday before kickoff.
I like to have it so that I have every pick made.
Sunday night, so you have all day to wrestle with your prediction.
My conscience.
I'm saying it's tough to see the Bears beating the 49ers. The 49ers look like the class of the NFC last night. This is no disrespect to the Bears. We're going to have a front row seat to the best turnaround in the NFL this year. We're watching the NFL's coach of the year do his thing. Caleb Williams is emerging as a clutch quarterback. All these things can be true, and the 49ers are hot, and they have McCaffrey healthy, and they have Brock Purdy being accurate, and there is Kyle Shanahan. And that defense, susceptible against the run. If the Bears win the game, it will be because they ran the ball down the throats of the 49ers. But that's a tough place to play. and there's an inevitable letdown that you expect. I see the 49ers scoring 31 points and the Bears scoring 27.
Boy, I hope that's a lot of points.
Did you watch last night?
I think the Bears defense, David, is better than the Colts defense. Right? I think
they gave up 192 rushing yards to the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey could have a huge day. I think, you know, it's nice to hear Ben Johnson talk about, we've heard him say they've got goals, including to be the overall number one seed in the NFC. That it still is obtainable. Not necessarily likely, but it is obtainable. What's more likely and more obtainable is winning the North, and I think that's where the Bears' focus needs to be. You're not going to hear me say bubble wrap this group and not take the trip, but I think you have to decide what are you going, you know, pedal to the metal, like, you know, are you going all in on this thing at the risk of not only not being able to win the overall number one seed and then being so beat up that you're not able to get the division and then host a game? I think you got to really think this one through. I think the Bears defense is a little bit better than the Colts defense. I've got it 24-21 in favor of the 49ers, so I need the 3 points.
Yeah, I hate to kind of chicken out, but you'll have to tune in to get my pick. No. I think the Niners are going to win the game. I think that San Francisco was so much better than I expected them to be at Indy. And I don't think it was – I mean, it's hard to win in different play. I mean, it's hard to win in San Francisco. It's hard to win in Santa Clara, whatever you want to call it. It is a long trip, and I get it. The Bears have more time, and it should be an easier trip for them. But I'm with you, Dustin. I don't think the Bears are playing great defense, but they did hold the Packers to 16 points, and that was pretty good. I just don't know how you do that to San Francisco. If they get those trips into the red zone, I feel like they'll score some touchdowns. I just think they've got too many good players. I think they might be as good as any team in that division, and I think they got a lot to play for in terms of winning the division, seeding in the playoffs, all that stuff. Both teams are already in, but I think the Niners are in a more difficult spot than the Bears are. So I think that I think the Bears won't score more than 3 touchdowns. And I think the Niners could score probably in the 30s. Hmm. I'd probably go, you know, 10 points, 31-21.
Okay, 31-21. Brandon?
I'm just going to go against the grain, even though the 49ers have been playing great. Bears defense has been, when it comes to the takeaways, has been doing their thing. I think Purdy's going to throw 2 interceptions. I think overall, Caleb, I think at the end, had a coming out party a little bit. And I think...
Wow.
We're going to be talking about – I'm going to say this. I'm just going to just throw a prediction out there. I think Caleb's going to get close to 300 yards, and then what we're going to be talking about is can he get the 4,000 against the Lions. So I'm going to go Bears, going to win this game 23-20.
He needs 600 yards to get 4,000, and that's 300 per. That's a tall order. I like your ambition. So here's the other thing to factor into what the Bears will do. Saturday, the Packers play the Ravens in Green Bay. That's your Saturday night game.
That's a fun game.
If they lose that game.
Do the Ravens have a quarterback?
The Bears win the division.
Huntley?
Right? And if the Bears have won the division.
Is that right? They win the division. So they
the Bears' magic number is 1, I believe.
And they've already won the division.
So if they win the division by virtue of the Packers losing Saturday night.
They got the tiebreaker over the Eagles.
They're playing for seeding. And if they lose to the 49ers, they could be locked into the number 2 seed. If the Bears lose and the Packers lose, need to double check this. We're talking to Big Time at 7. He can maybe talk through this with us. And they are essentially locked into the number 2 seed after the weekend. I do wonder how they're going to treat week 18.
Wow.
Because then they would be avoiding the bye, but they'd be hosting a game.
So
they'd almost like the best.
Just for the sake of argument, let's say Brandon once again is you know,
prescient.
Let's say Caleb gets 350 yards, just to throw a number out, and they win the game. How do you not start him when he needs 250 to get to 4,000?
Well, I would consult my Saquon Barkley football encyclopedia and see that he had a similar dilemma last year. And what did he do?
He sat out and won a Super Bowl.
He sat out and won a Super Bowl. It would be a great problem to have, perhaps.
I mean, there's no way he's getting 350.
I don't know. You said Brandon is often prescient.
Caleb throws a 420 game.
It's really fun to consider. Although 630 texter, love the faith, guys.
No.
SMH.
It's not about faith.
It's not about being down on the Bears.
No.
The 49ers are impressive.
49ers are impressive at home, and they got something to play for. The Bears might not. That's all. You gotta weigh all those things.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take away from the glory that happened on Saturday night.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They've
won 11 games.
They're in a position
games.
Over the final two games of the season to make – they could be atop the NFC North.
Why do I feel bad?
By the time they kick off Sunday night.
Why do I feel bad that he said love the faith? I mean, come on. I picked him to beat the bloody Eagles. That's faith, buddy.
I picked the Bears.
Yeah, see, Brandon
represents us.
There he is, got his Bears hat on.
The Bears, by all accounts, have about a 40% chance to win this game. In our little group, they got a 25% chance.
So we're close.
Right there. I'm surprised. I'm very surprised Dustin didn't take the Bears.
I took the points. I got it right there.
I'm surprised he didn't take the Bears just outright.
Yeah.
I think Dustin wants to stay at his prediction. That's why.
I did say 11.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
can we play what he said last year?
What did he say last year? No.
I believe at one point he had it. He has it. He won't play it.
I don't play the audio.
No, I'm saying Brandon, you could play it right now. Brandon, also kick him in the shins.
Because
Bill Belichick
nine.
Audio, I went from 12-5 to 11-6.
Really?
Yes.
That was last year.
What was the record again, Dustino? You were right there, weren't you?
A record in one score games?
All right. Let's take a quick timeout. We're going to be back with Brad Biggs. We'll have Biggs time. We'll find out what he thinks of this game as well. Can we force him to make a prediction way before he wants to?
No.
Okay.
Whatever.
Biggs time next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.